Hello, welcome to your writing prompt for my conversation with Victoria Bennett. So I've gone a bit rogue with this one. It's been quite a difficult couple of months, I think maybe a couple of months since I last spoke to you. I really did not mean for this much time to lapse between the conversation and the prompt, and I feel really bad for the fact that it has taken me so long to be able to do it. I dislocated my elbow on the bouldering wall. Well, I say on the bouldering wall, I fell off the bouldering wall and fell onto an outstretched arm. Why? I don't know. And dislocated my elbow. So that was fun, and it just threw everything off. So I'm actually recording this on my phone because it has kind of become one of these things where it's like I have to have the perfect conditions in order to be able to record the prompt. But I thought if I have to wait for those perfect conditions, it won't happen. And it's very natural for me. It's a very natural thing for me to try to control the conditions that I can control. And actually, sometimes when you think you can control something, you realise I'm not going to wait for the point when I actually can. I'm just going to do it. And that's kind of what I've come to. So I'm sat in my living room. The back door is open, so you might be able to hear the birds. I'm hoping you can. The seagulls are very noisy today. It's a bright and sunny day. We haven't had much rain for a while. So I've been desperately saving all the water I can to water the garden because we now have a bee's nest at the end of the garden, which I'm really excited about, but also makes me keen to make sure that, you know, nothing dies in the garden. So I've been saving all the water and watering it so it's nice and fresh for our little flying things. I won't do too much of an update. Suffice it to say, it's been quite a difficult 6 weeks because, yeah, having dislocated my elbow, I then had to recover from that. And that's on top of the bike accident that I've mentioned that I had before Christmas. So it's all sort of, and that's on top of COVID. So yeah, it's all sort of compounded. And it's made it very, it's left quite little room for creativity. Because I think when you're focused on recovery, like if you've had to recover from anything ever, you'll know that it takes up quite a lot of energy to actually not just physically recover from things, but emotionally and kind of psychologically, because, you know, it's not just your body that gets a shock, it's everything else as well, and that can become trauma if you kind of just try and carry on, because when your body has a trauma, yeah, it can carry over. So I've just been trying to fit it into pockets of time, which is what I'm doing now, which is, right, everything's quiet, I'm by myself, I'm just going to do it. And I feel like there's a teaching in that about writing practice. I got into a really nice routine of like getting up really early and doing my writing. And then this happened and I just couldn't get up in the morning because I was just too tired. But now that's sort of starting to, or has started in the past few weeks or couple of weeks, kind of started to allay a little bit. You know, it's not been so intense. I'm now starting to think like, well, how can I rebuild my creative practice into something that can sustain me even when these difficult times happen, even when I'm really busy. And at the moment, you know, I've spoken about the Benfield Valley Project before. We're organising our annual Community Nature Day, and that's taking up a lot of my time on top of work and kids and Parents for Future. And I don't ever want this to turn into something like just one other thing I need to tick off my list, because I'm very good at ticking things off on my list. I want it to be something that is as nourishing for me as it is for you. Anyway, I'm going to get onto the prompt because that's why I'm here. And I'm actually really excited. Now that I'm talking, I'm feeling really excited about releasing that, because I also have a really exciting guest coming up at the weekend on Sunday, which you're going to hear. And yeah, so I thought this is just a really good way to just get back into it, kickstart it, unedited, you know, let's go. So when I listened back to the episode with Victoria, what I remember most is her thoughts around the use of time in writing a memoir. She talked about this process as engaging what she called three forms of time: deep time, long time, and momentary time. And I've written down a quote from the episode that she said. So I'm just going to read that off just to kind of inspire us a little bit. So she said, "I think that the combination of deep time in the earth and long time in our sense of humanity and momentary time all exist together. So in memoir writing, memories from my early childhood would sit alongside memories as a mother with my son. So experiences of present moments and then memories of my mother are in there, and then her memories of her childhood. And so all these memories would kind of interweave with each other and speak to each other. But looking back into memories was a bit like that, finding these pottery shards in a garden, because I would start and I would look back and think, that's a terrible memory. And then it's like, that's a wonderful bit of pottery. So I'd find these moments that would be as alive and as present as the one I was in, and their stories that they had would be as present and as revealing. I suppose if I'd written it all off as being terrible, I wouldn't have bothered." And I love that last bit because I think it can be, you know, what Victoria talked about in our conversation was the fact that she wrote the memoir over a very long period of time. And so she was very much writing it in the moment. But actually, what she's kind of talking about here, I think, is like if she'd have reflected on it, thought, oh, that's just terrible, I won't write about it. You kind of lose that, you lose the magic that is actually in those moments when things are really, really hard. There is something there that can be created from, even in, you know, we spoke at this point about the pottery shards, even in those fragments of something that was once really beautiful, there is still some beauty, and that can be the hardest thing to find, or even to acknowledge, like to say, like, how can there be beauty in this? How this is just the most awful situation, but, you know, sometimes really terrible situations or unpleasant situations can bring out of us, out of situations, something that is much stronger than we realized, if that makes sense. So the invitation here then is to create three pieces: one that engages with deep time, one with long time, and one with momentary time. These could take the form of journal entries. They could be three pieces of free writing or poems on the themes, or something completely different. This is the sort of thing that I like to write about in my morning pages, as I find that in that liminal space between night and day, I'm the most alert to more abstract concepts as time. So I'm kind of not going to give you any more direction than that. I'm just going to say, and I'll put this in the show notes, I'm going to say, just think about deep time, long time, and momentary time, perhaps something to do with how they like intertwine and weave together, how that might relate to you and your life, I'm trying to direct you now. I said I wasn't going to do that, so I'm going to stop, but maybe even just write down the titles and go from there. However you use this, just go for it and just see what comes out. If you're an artist and you want to paint something, I mean, that would be incredible. This is why sometimes I'm like, oh, I need to do a painting course, because I think that, or some kind of, you know, artistic in that sense course, because I think using those three concepts in a more practical medium, you know, not writing, something that doesn't use words, I think that could be really, really interesting. And it could be that you just think about those three things when you're on a walk, or a run, or you're outside, or whatever it is. But just have a go, and as always, have fun and just see what happens. Like, don't put yourself under any pressure, no expectations, just go for it. And that is the kind of, that's the thing I'm just going to leave you with. Just go for it, because in recording this now, I'm just going for it, and I'm just coming back in after a tricky time, and we're just going to go for it, and we'll go for it together. So I will love you and leave you. Thanks as always for listening. Have a lovely day, evening, week, wherever you are. Thank you for listening and happy writing. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.